On with the news now. Controversial facial recognition technology catches just one wanted person out of more than 50,000 faces scanned. Neighbours fear that they are the forgotten tribe as council begins work on new homes. And a Norwich mum takes on her low-confidence demons in the boxing ring.
Just one wanted person was caught as part of a controversial facial recognition project, which saw the faces of 50,000 people scanned in the centre of Norwich. Police deployed live facial recognition, LFR, cameras in the city using high-tech equipment to try to identify known criminals and suspects who had failed to attend court. Their details had been entered into the system as part of a predetermined watch list. In the event, however, just one person was spotted, although officers taking part did make a second arrest using more old-school methods when a member of the public approached them to say a man had been seen taking pictures of a woman's skirt in a shop. A man in his 70s was arrested. The LFR technology was operated from special vans from Bedfordshire Constabulary, which were parked on Gentleman's Walk. More than 50,000 faces were scanned, with just two positive matches. One man was identified as being wanted for failing to appear in court. When he was stopped by police, he was also found to be in possession of cannabis. The man was rebailed for his court warrant and issued with a community resolution for possession of the drugs. A second man was identified as being the subject of a sexual harm prevention order. He was spoken to by officers who established he was not in breach of any conditions, so no further action was taken. The LFR system alerts police to any faces which match someone on the watch list. All other faces scanned by the system, which do not provide a match, are deleted immediately and permanently. The cameras will be used for a second time in Norwich on Saturday, March the 28th.
A popular long-running beer festival is making a welcome return to a recently revamped Norwich building. The 47th Norwich Beer Festival will be returning to the halls this October and will be spread across St Andrews and Blackfriars Hall with a central marquee offering world beers. Visitors will be able to enjoy the upgraded venue, which now features new technical equipment and improved accessibility. Craig Harmer, festival organiser for Norwich and District Camera, that's the Campaign for Real Ale, said, "We know how important the Norwich Beer Festival is to the local community." Ian Stamp, chair of Norwich and District Camera, said, "We are so delighted that the investment in the halls has future-proofed these magnificent community-purposed buildings, and we will be returning with renewed energy and exciting new beers, ciders and foods to celebrate." The festival will run from October the 26th to the 31st.
Neighbours at a city housing estate fear becoming the forgotten tribe as the council directs its attention to building dozens of homes behind their back gardens. People living in a row of terraced homes in Vale Green say Norwich City Council has stopped sending contractors to maintain their area. They say the neglect has resulted in overgrown alleys, cracked pavements and neglected communal spaces. Meanwhile, contractors are levelling out ground for utilities and roads at the former Mile Cross depot, which is on land behind their homes, where the authority will be building 67 homes. The council has also been given the go-ahead for a new sports centre at nearby Slowbottom Park as part of a million pound redevelopment. Lynn Gillen, who owns her terraced home on Vale Green, said the council came to clear an alleyway which runs behind her home in December, but no one has been back since. Weeds and shrubbery have now started to take over the path, which is used for deliveries and workmen. The homes are wedged between the former Mile Cross depot and social housing blocks off Valpy Avenue, which was part of the original estate built more than 100 years ago. Miss Gillen said, "About 30 years ago, when things were good, they used to come around regularly. They used to paint the windows every 5 years and stain the wood on these homes, but now, unless there's a problem, they've stopped coming around. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council, which is responsible for maintaining some paths, said, "The pavement in this area did not meet the criteria for repair at the time of reporting, but we will continue to monitor it as part of our routine inspections in the area."
A food hall is expanding into a further 2 units as it reveals plans to launch a gaming experience. Yarm in the Royal Arcade Norwich will soon unveil the new concept on the ground floor as contractors knock through into the empty adjacent retail units. The space will be open plan and extend from the existing ground floor. When complete, it will be filled with booth seating, 2 18-foot-long shuffleboards and 3 bespoke electronic darts boards. Plans submitted to Norwich City Council as part of a licence application reveal the expansion will create seating for up to 60 more people. Food and drinks can be ordered in the same way as usual in the space, either at the existing bars or using the QR codes. An exact opening date and name for the space is still to be confirmed, but it will launch in May and be open from 10 a.m. until late, 6 days a week.
A mum of 4 took to the boxing ring to help beat her confidence demons. Paula Gardner, 42, from Norwich, faced her fears in a white-collar boxing match, raising more than £400 for charity in the process. Having battled with low confidence and mental health challenges in recent years, she credited the experience with helping her rebuild self-belief. Ms. Gardner said, "It almost seems laughable now to look back and think that I had been suffering such debilitating low confidence and poor mental health. But then I would say yes to the huge challenge of a white-collar match." A team leader at Ormiston Families, based at the HMP Wayland Visitor Centre, she said the focus and accountability of training gave her a renewed sense of purpose and self-worth. She said, "I knew I needed something to focus on, to give me a goal and to encourage me to keep showing up at the gym, getting stronger and ignoring all my demons about self-doubt and not being good enough." She trained for 8 weeks at Assassin's Gym in Norwich through the Ultra White Collar Boxing Programme, using the event to raise funds for the charity. Her match held earlier this month ended in a draw, but raised more than £400 for Ormiston Families.